on the phone with me is the one and only, the goat of celebrity chefs, if you will. Her name is Charmaine Game, making fun snacks for Super Bowl. Char, what do you got for us this week?
Good morning. What do I have for you? So I've got three delicious and doable recipes that will be sure to please your gang while you're watching the big game. The first one is Alfredo nachos. So are you a fan of nachos, Kev?
I am 100% a fan of nachos.
Okay, cool. Well, this is a super easy twist on nachos. So you're just going to buy a bag of your favorite nacho chips, place a layer on your baking sheet, ideally line your baking sheet with parchment paper for easy cleanup. And then instead of like a traditional tomato salsa that you would put on your nachos, you're going to drizzle about half a jar of prepared Alfredo sauce. And then layer with all your favorite toppings, your shredded cheese and your green onion and your jalapenos and all those favorite toppings. Another layer of the nacho chips, another layer of the Alfredo and some more cheese to top. And then you pop it in the oven for about 15 minutes at 400, just until the Alfredo sauce is bubbling and the cheese is melting. And these Alfredo nachos are absolutely unbelievable. There is no doubt that your gang will like gobble these up during the halftime show. And another neat little garnish for these nachos are my pickled onions. So up on my website, and I know you'll have a link for the listeners, there's a recipe for my pickled onions, and they're the perfect topper for these Alfredo nachos.
100%. If you want that link, easy to find. It will be in the on-air section of mystratfordnow.com. Char, what else do you have for a snack on game day?
Alrighty, I've got my cheesy jalapeno white bean dip. So, Kev, you know I'm all about using up those pantry staples. One of my favorite pantry staples is canned beans. So you're going to take a can of white kidney beans, drain and rinse them, pop them into your food processor with some garlic. You'll want about maybe 3 cloves of garlic, some salt and some nutmeg. You're going to buzz all that up until the kidney beans are nice and chopped up. And then you're going to add some full-fat sour cream, some mayonnaise, some aged cheddar cheese, some green onions, some chopped pickled jalapenos, and some hot sauce. And then you're going to buzz it all up so the mixture gets smooth. What I like to do with this dip is put it into a pie plate, and then I sprinkle some cheese on top, pop it into the oven, again, just for about 15 minutes or so until the edges are bubbling and it's heated through. And you've got this amazing, nutrient-dense, delicious jalapeno white bean dip. So good, so delicious. You can get in there with pita chips or veggies, and it's just such a great dip to enjoy while watching the Super Bowl.
Fantastic. Charmaine Brown on the phone, the author of Delicious and Doable. She's been seen on many different TV shows, including Breakfast Television. Char, what else do you have for us when it comes to Super Bowl Sunday?
Okay, I have one more. This is a dip as well, but this is a sweet treat because I don't know, like to me, when you're watching the Super Bowl, it's great to have the chilies and the nachos and all those savory dishes, like maybe the pulled pork sandwiches and so on. But, you know, I'm all about having my cake and eating it too, even during the Super Bowl. So I like something sweet out on the buffet table as well. And I hope I don't lose you with this one here, Kev, but this is my chocolate tahini hummus. It is so good. Not only perfect for Super Bowl, but it's good for Valentine's Day as well. So for this recipe, you're going to take a can of chickpeas. You're going to drain and rinse them, pop them into your food processor, buzz them up. You're going to add a little bit of tahini. If you didn't have tahini, you could use peanut butter. Add in some cocoa, some dark chocolate chips, a little bit of maple syrup, some vanilla, some salt. Buzz that all up, add a little bit of milk. Again, all of the measurements and so on are up on my website, charmainbroughton.com. Buzz it up, scrape down the sides of the food processor when needed, and you've got this beautiful chocolate tahini hummus. So it's like a healthier plant-based option on a chocolate dip. And you can put this out on the buffet with pretzels, with ginger snap cookies with cut up fruit. Honestly, Kev, it is so delicious. It is such an amazing sweet treat to enjoy while you're watching the big game.
It sounds 100% fantastic. All three of them do, Char. And if people are interested in these recipes, where can they find them?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, charmariebroughton.com, and as you mentioned, you are going to post a link for the listeners. And anyone interested in my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life, my book is available in Stratford at Fanfare Books on Ontario Street.
Wicked, and I got to get your pick, Char. Who's winning, the Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm going to go Kansas City, Kev.
Yeah, it's a very popular choice this morning. People are very swift to go with that one.
Aren't they ever? Yes.
All right, Char. Thank you so much.
Okay. My absolute pleasure. Go Chiefs, go.